Blog Talk Radio.
Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it, and welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wigginson. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to say a prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah El Elyon, Lord God Most High. In Genesis 14:22, Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, Jehovah El Elyon, possessor of heaven and earth. Lord God Most High, you are the Lord God Most High. I praise you for your exalted position. I honor you, for you are seated above all else. I lift up your name and bless who you are, the possessor, possessor of heaven and earth, possessor of heaven and earth. You are the friend of humanity. You are the highest being in existence for all of this and more. I lift you up as king. Manifest your kingdom. Rule on earth as you demonstrate your power and might above all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening in Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So you are free to join us at any time. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us, but I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me. No matter what.
all over me.
be to God, everybody. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Get Alone. Get Alone. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 in the New Living Translation. And it says, when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Amen. Chico, sit down. Be to God. The writer says, it can be difficult to hear God among the cacophony of voices that compete for your attention. Even when you're seeking him, you will be surrounded by countless people in need of your attention and who will seek to shape your path. With all the distraction, is it any wonder that God may seem distant at times? This is why truly seeking the Lord requires solitude. If you don't make an effort to get away from the demands of your daily life, your ability to hear God's voice will be hindered. Jesus was well aware of this need for seclusion. In teaching the disciples how to pray, he told them to go into their rooms and close the door behind them. He knew that it was vital to take a break in order to truly worship and fellowship with the Father. This is especially true today, when it is increasingly difficult to escape all the ways people can contact us, the demand of technology, and the pervasiveness of media. Therefore, you must be international at some point today. Turn everything off and set aside some time for Jesus. Make a decision to be alone with the Lord. Get quiet and listen. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I need you. Help me to stop, listen, and hear your voice today. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God, and that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
And answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words.
Sometimes place myself mentally in your position. I like to call the shots in my own life. I want to make my own decision. I forget that you are the Lord God, Most High, and choose instead to pretend that I am. Forgive me when I fail to recognize you in your rightful place and honor you as the Lord God Most High. Forgive me when I don't trust that you know what's best and what will advance your kingdom in the long run. Forgive my odyssey in making choices apart from your divine perspective. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, But we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with our lesson this evening and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread, which is entitled, Keep Your God Up. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And this chapter has to do with Moses urges Israel to obey. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, And now, Israel, listen carefully to these decrees and regulations that I am about to teach you. Obey them so that you may live, so you may enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is given you. Do not add to or subtract from these commands I am giving you. Just obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you. You saw for yourself what the Lord did to you at Baal Peor. There, the Lord your God destroyed everyone who had worshipped Baal, the God of Peor. But all of you who were faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today, every one of you. Look, I now teach you these decrees and regulations just as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy. Obey them completely, and you will display your wisdom and intelligence among the surrounding nations. When they hear all these decrees, they will exclaim, How wise and prudent are the people of this great nation! For what great nation has a God as near to them as the Lord our God is near to us whenever we call on him? And what great nation has decrees and regulations as righteous and fair as his body of instructions that I am giving you today? But watch out. Be careful. Never to forget what you yourselves have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live, and be sure to pass them on to your children and grandchildren. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, and it says, be careful and watch yourselves closely. Praise be to God. The writer says, a man and several friends went through a ski resort gate posted with avalanche warning signs and started snowboarding on the second trip down. Someone shouted, avalanche, but the man could not escape the perish in the cascading snow. Some criticized him, calling him a novice, but he wasn't. He was an avalanche certified backcountry guide. One researcher said that skiers and snowboarders with the most avalanche training are more likely to give in to faulty reasoning. The snowboarder died because he was lured into letting his guard down. As Israel prepared to go into the promised land, God wanted his people to keep their guard up, to be careful and alert. So he commanded them to obey all his decrees and laws, Deuteronomy 4, 1 through 2, and remember his past judgment on those who disobeyed in verses 3 through 4. They needed to be careful to examine themselves and keep watch over their inner lives in verse 9. This would help them keep their guard up against spiritual dangers from without and spiritual epiphany from within. It's easy for us to let our guard down and fall into epiphany and self-deception. But God can give us strength to avoid falling in life and forgiveness by his grace when we do, by following him and resting in his wisdom and provision. We can keep our guard up and make good decisions. Amen. Praise be to God. Question, when do you tend to let your spiritual guard down? And what will you do to follow God's wisdom and remain alert to danger to your faith? Think about those two questions. Amen? To God be the glory. Let us pray. Dear God, please help me to remain alert and follow you in your loving obedience. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. looks like. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Fellow man, would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some will ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. Like you, Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like? He looks like you.
Jesus that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, and I will play another short selection while we are waiting.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Said I'm on my way, and I won't said I'm on my way, y'all. Ooh, said I'm on my way, y'all. I gotta keep on, y'all. Well, I'm moving upward and I
can't wait till I get there. No more pain, no more suffering. And now it is time for our lesson, and our very own Lady Nadine Wiggins is going to come and conduct our lesson and talk through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. And we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm going to try to get through this. I just feel like
You should, don't force yourself if you're not feeling well. I understand. And I can just, do inspirational music and, devotional messages. No, if you're not feeling well, the best thing to do is to rest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you off the hook tonight.
Will do. Just one more.
You get some rest, okay? I love you and take care of you.
Love you too. And I will. Take care of you too.
Oh yes, I'm doing so much better. God is good. 2 days ago I was feeling like crap, but right now, praise be to God, I am feeling on top of the world.
Oh, that is so awesome.
So you, please get some rest. I know it's been hard. Pastor been sick, and now you're feeling tired and fatigued, but we can't have both of y'all down, so please get some rest, okay?
Yes, will do.
All right.
Thanks.
Love you so much.
God bless you. I love you.
Bye-bye. Amen. Praise be to God. As you can hear, our speaker is under the weather. Praise be to God that she doesn't come down with COVID. And so tonight, it is you and I. To God be the glory. And so right now I'm going to play another selection. And after the selection, I will come back with a short word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. All to the glory of God. Amen.
Of God, all to the glory of God, in all that we do, no matter where we are, all to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him in the fullness of His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. As far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on the fire.
been said, but you are the living word said now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Present down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A whole king, a constant death. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Jesus, Jesus, Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. That's in the back of your Bible. Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 16 through 23. That's Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Where it says, praise be to God. So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink. Praise God. Hello?
All right. I heard.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, say help to save your peace. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand. Call on Jesus. My deliverer, my healer. He will place your feet on solid ground. When you're feeling lost and you can't find your way, just seek the face of God and he'll show the way. Through all of your trials you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer you shall receive. Through your faith your eyes will be opened. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a dumb, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Apologize for the interruption. Again, The scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. Amen? And again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, "So don't let anyone condemn you for what you eat or drink, or for not celebrating certain holy days, or new moon ceremonies, or Sabbaths. For these rules are only shadows of the reality yet to come. And Christ himself is that reality. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things. Their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body. For he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it." Amen? "You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world, such as don't handle, don't taste, don't touch? Such rules are mere human teachings about things that deteriorate as we use them. These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, pious self-denial, and severe body discipline. But they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Praise God, praise God. Let us pray. Father God, as I come this evening to bring forth what thus says the Lord, I ask that you bless this word, open up our hearts, our ears, and our minds to receive, to perceive what thus says the Lord. Let this word be all about you and not about us, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for watching over us last night while we sleep. Thank you for opening up, waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds, divine healing in our bodies, Lord God. Thank you for letting your Holy Spirit dwell within us to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. And Father God, I ask that you remove self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord, and let it be in love and peace and joy. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Many today want the good life, but they want it apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Carl H. A. Rest wrote concerning this attitude: "Ethnic without religion has little power to endure. The French Revolution began by striking the idealistic notes of liberty, equality, and fraternity. But it was no deeper than its own idealism. Its power for good was soon exhausted. and it broke loose in uncontrolled violence. When man was nothing more to when man has nothing more to rely upon than his own spirit, his goodness turns sour. He needs divine support. He lives most meaningfully when he responds to the gracious overtures of God. People want the results of religion without the discipline and commitment. Paul cautioned the Colossian Christians against having this attitude. He had just demonstrated how Christ had set them free by his death on the cross from all the things that would enslave and destroy them. But people were coming along behind Paul, teaching the people that there were certain matters of Jewish practice they had to keep, certain observances they had to maintain, certain ways of looking at life and religion they had to adopt. Paul replied that these things were only shadows. The real thing was Christ. We too are often tempted to take the shadow and pass up the reality, but we are to go from the shadow to the reality, to Christ. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verse 17 in the RSV Bible, and it says, "These are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ." And my title for this message is From Shadow to Reality. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Number one, we can go from shadow to reality in the matter of observances. Ceremonials can become substitute. The Colossians were observing religious rituals. Such ceremonies can become substitutes for the real thing. Rather than meeting Christ in faith, some substitute rituals for reality. One summer, three college students went to Oklahoma to sell Bibles. While there, these young men accepted Christ. This was unusual because they were already church members, but they had never met Christ in faith. The ritual had substituted for the reality. Ceremonials can lead to spiritual pride. Spiritual pride was one of the problems at the Colossian church. Those who were calling for the ceremonials and the accompanying philosophies thought themselves better than others. In fact, the very name of the party means the knowing one. They thought themselves the ones in the know. All others were in the dark. And that's Gnostics, yes. We can go from shadow to reality in the matter of freedom. Amen. Christian freedom is found in Christ. Praise be to God. Paul declared in Galatians 5:1, for freedom, Christ has set us free. Freedom comes in Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. Christian freedom lives in love. Freedom in Christ does not mean license. Rather, it is free, lived in love. Freedom lived in love. Love gives a lot more limits than law. Yet these are the self-imposed limits of love, not the externally imposed limits set by rituals and requirements. It was Augustine who said that Christians should love God and do what they like. If they love God, they will like the things of God. Amen. Praise be to God. We can go from shadow to reality in the matter of restriction. Restrictions do not originate in Christ. Colossians 2:20 indicates that in Christ, believers have died to the world's control of their lives. If they have died to externally imposed controls on life, why should they continue to
Hello, this is your Rite Aid pharmacy colleague.
Continue to live under them. Restrictions do not lead to devotion to Christ. When religion is negative, it is because it is based on keeping the regulation, not on devotion and dedication to Christ. Just keeping the restrictions may be an exercise in duty, not an exhibition of love to the Lord who gives life. Restrictions thus do not lead to victory in life. The person who lives under those restrictions may appear to have a regulated and disciplined life, but the regulation is coming from rules. It is not the victory of faith. It does not overcome temptation. It does not win over the pull of the world. Verse 23 makes it plain that the indulgence of the flesh is restrained by faith in Christ and dependency on his power. Merely keeping the rules is inadequate. God treats us as real people who have to make decisions and live with victory in the cauldron of the daily world. The ability to do this comes only through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. And I just have one more thing to say. It looked like humility to pray to angels, as if men were conscious of their unworthiness to speak directly to God. But it is not warrantable. It is taking that honor which is due to Christ only and giving it to a creature. There really was pride in this seeming humility. Those who worship angels disclaim Christ, who is the only mediator between God and man. It is an insult to Christ, who is the head of the church, to use any intercessors but him. When men let go their hold of Christ, they catch at what they will stand them in no stead. The body of Christ is a growing body. The true believers cannot live in the fashion of the world. True wisdom is to keep close to the appointments of the gospel in entire subjection to Christ, who is the only head of his church. Self-imposed suffering and fasting might have a show of uncommon spirituality and willingness for suffering, but this was not in any honor to God. The whole tended in a wrong manner to satisfy the carnal mind by gratifying self-will, self-wisdom, self-righteousness, and contempt of others, the things being such as carry not with them so much as the show of wisdom, or so faint a show that they do the soul no good, and provide not for the satisfying of the flesh. What the Lord has left indifferent, let us regard as such, and leave others to the like freedom, and remembering the passing nature of earthly things, let us seek to glorify God in the use of them. Amen, amen, and amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, we can go from shadow to reality when we pass from a mere keeping of the regulations to living by faith in Christ. Why be satisfied with the shadows when there is a reality that frees and gives a new life? The good and moral and ethical life comes with Christ. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time, my brothers and sisters. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the body of Christ. And now all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk in Christ. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I hope and pray that you have enjoyed our program this evening. Unfortunately, COVID is going around. I myself also have COVID, but I did not allow it to bring me down, that I was able, and to God be the glory that he allowed me to do this program tonight to bring forth a word from the Lord. Amen. And also, I would like to say that I give my condolences to the Pew family for the loss of their brother, cousin, uncle, and father, Tony Pugh. May you rest in peace, because God blesses his family in their time of bereavement. Amen. So we will continue to lift them up in prayer. To God be the glory. And at this time, I will play a selection.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. You thought I was a devil.
Oh,
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.